This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We see a story like this way too often, but now apparently it's as bad as ever. Passengers headed to the airport. Like Carter. Carter's off the next couple days with our show. He's headed out to San Francisco. I told the cheapskate he needs to go to Monterey, Carmel, the most beautiful area I've ever seen in America.
Did you tell him,
Hawaii.
Did you tell him about that story I sent you?
Oh, the rattlesnakes?
Yeah, the house in San Francisco with 100 rattlesnakes underneath it.
Well, Dr. Cheapskate said, number one, it's 2 hours away. Like, I mean, he's on vacation.
Oh, come on.
And then he does have a valid point. What do you think a rental car costs in San Francisco?
I mean, a couple of bucks.
$10,000 a day? I mean, honestly.
Get a U-Haul. Go the shortcut route. We can rent a U-Haul.
I bet double figures hitchhiked as a kid. Hitchhike. Bring the lobster out there. Hitchhike, old school, to Monterey and Carmel. He's soft. You know, once he left the tough guy town of South St. Paul, he couldn't pull it off. So back to the airport here. Bringing guns is a huge problem to the airport. There's a headline. The problem is, it is getting worse. I'm not coming for your guns. We're going to talk about these modified guns next hour. It's not often that we have two segments about guns on a show. But this one is infuriating. TSA, through the first 10 months, has already caught over 4,600 firearms. That number surpasses the full year record of 2 years ago of 4,400. And by the way, we're about to have people fly a lot, pending if Delta just dramatically surges with Thanksgiving, Christmas, the holiday season. By the way, Dan, just so you want to know, of the 4,600 guns found at checkpoints, who knows how many were not spotted at checkpoints, by the way? 80% of them, I repeat, 80% of them were loaded.
Well,
just a reminder, here's the punishment. $2,500 fine for an unloaded weapon, and a range of up to $10,000 for a loaded weapon. Penalties are higher for subsequent offenses, said the FAA. You know what it should be? The first time you bring a loaded weapon out there, you don't fly for a year. You want to have a gun to protect yourself, to hunt, and you go with the proper protocols, good on you. You do it. No problem. Go through the proper protocols. You know, I got a buddy who's going out tomorrow duck hunting. He's just loving it. Deer season, not that far away. You do you. It's not for me, but I don't want to stop it in any way. You believe that you're going to be better off if you have a gun to protect yourself or your family, and you follow the proper protocols, you do you. But you're so derelict in your responsibility that you're bringing a gun out, a loaded gun, to the airport. And $10,000 isn't nothing. That's a healthy fine.
Yes.
Not enough. It's not enough of a deterrent. How many times? There was a story the other day. It was just so awful, where an actual gun was left like in a Paw Patrol bag.
Yep.
Forgetting what state. And the young kid had no idea, picked it up, no idea it's a gun, shot and killed his mom.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about these stories because we've had these in Minnesota. What you can't take 5 seconds, because maybe you have the one bag and maybe that gun's with you for whatever reason. And you now when you're traveling, you're going to have that same bag. You can't take 5 seconds, Dan, to remember, hey, you know what I'll do before I'm going to fly out at MSP? I'm going to take my loaded Glock out of the bag.
I mean, you know, I have actually like a little dry erase board on my door as I'm headed out of my apartment, where I'm constantly writing myself notes to remind myself, hey, remember to bring this, or remember not to bring that, or whatever, you know. And it's none of that stuff that I'm writing down is anywhere near as problematic as a loaded gun going to the airport. So, of course, you can take, anybody can take the time to do that. It's just, and the people that should be most upset about this are responsible gun owners.
Exactly.
Because this makes them look bad in that regard. And they, you know, look, not only should you not be able to fly for a year, but you shouldn't be able to own a gun at that point. That's just it. You're done. If you can't behave responsibly in a place like an airport, we can't trust you. I'm sorry. You lose that privilege at this point.
For good? I don't know if I'm going to say for good.
I mean, for a decent chunk of time, though. I mean, if you're like the guy that, you know, you just talked about, the toddler that shot mom and killed her. That guy has lost, you know, any right to ever own a gun again, in my opinion.
Yes.
Yeah, you take it to the airport, it should be a significant kick in the shorts.
Well, and oh, we've had this debate on the show before. I think I might be in the minority with you and Adam on the other side. When you have kids, greatest responsibility is to keep them safe.
Yeah.
Right? And nothing's close. And then we've talked about, well, should there be legal punishment? Because we had the story in our town, was about 5 years ago, where the person left the gun under the pillow.
Yeah.
And some have said, well, listen, if you sentence this individual, and if, God forbid, the wife or the husband is killed, now who raises the kid or the kids? I understand that. But you know what? If you were that incredibly disrespectful of respect, and you, by your decision, left a gun out there, you should serve time. Okay, you should serve time. In this case, I'm not saying serving time. You don't have the opportunity to fly. Okay, fine. A year or two. You don't have a weapon. We're going to have over 5,000 people who are bringing guns out, and close to 4,500 going to be loaded weapons. Somebody explain this to me. Why can't you take just a little bit of time? A little bit. I make mistakes every single day. I make mistakes on this show every single day. I make mistakes in my personal life every single day. I wouldn't make the mistake to leave a loaded weapon in my travel bag. It's not hard. And if you aren't capable of doing that, you need to suffer some consequences, because the consequences now are not enough. I want to hear from people. It's a great chance to be a part of what we're doing here. Rolling Stones. Now, Paul McCartney early in the week said, just a blues band, just a cover blues band. Sir Paul, step away on that one. Come on. One of the greatest bands of all time is coming to U.S. Bank October 24th. You have a chance right now by listening to this show to see them, not by just calling in, not by just saying I'm caller 830. Do you have the Stones? You want to chime in on this particular topic, your outrage. You think we're missing key points. Go at us. You want to agree with what we're saying, but add some more nuance, add some context, maybe even be more ticked off than we are. You have the Stones. Participate right now through a text or, in particular, phone call. Let's go. 651-461-9226. Again, 651-461-9226. Weapons at TSA checkpoints and apparently just not giving a damn. And feeling like, hey, oh, I forgot. Or, God forbid, you were trying and seeing if you could get by, and who knows what could have taken place. Your chance to chime in. You always have that opportunity. Don't forget that. 651-461-9226. That's how you call us. That's how you text us. Would absolutely love if we get more people to follow us on Twitter. Adam's out today, but the normal cast of characters, at AC830, at Chad Hartman Show, at Dan Cook, WCCO. Try it for a little bit. If it doesn't work, break up with us. Don't even have to tell us, Dan. Just follow us.
Well, I mean,
follow us for a couple days. Ghost us. Just ghost us.
You could tell us. Just,
yeah,
the polite thing to do. I mean,
that'd be better. I can ghost out of a room though. Among my 17,542 failures, I have the ghost in me, and I shouldn't do it. Should not do it. All right, on the guns at airport situation, which I'm sorry, indefensible. I'm waiting to hear something. Let's take some calls and read some of your texts. Kevin is in Apple Valley. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm all for gun owners' rights. I'm all for you being able to have a gun, carry a gun, whatever. There's absolutely no sense, no reason for them to be going to the airport with guns. I'm as forgetful as anybody, maybe a few people here and there, but not the numbers you're talking. It's a matter of responsibility. No one, myself included, wants to be responsible for anything anymore, whether it be driving things, taking a gun to the airport, you know, and there's just tragic outcomes. Everybody wants, they're so divided, and they want to be able to do their way, whether Democrat or Republican, right or left, and it's just no responsibility and wanting to be able to do whatever I want to do.
Well stated. I cannot disagree at all. It takes 5 or 10 seconds. Look in your bag, or when you have your gun out, and again, not taking your gun from you for whatever reason, you have it. And you then can't, when you get home, put that gun in a secure location. Because, by the way, just in your travel bag, that's not a secure location, especially depending upon who you have at your house, condo, apartment, wherever you might live.
Right. The example you cited about the kid and stuff, there's got to be a definite penalty. You know, a fine is great, but, you know, jail time, a definite amount of jail time. I mean, that's, you know, federal law, putting people at risk. And there's just so much tragic that can come out of it. There's no reason to be taking it to the airport.
Thank you, Kevin. Glad you called in. Among the attacks, we'll get back to calls here. How many of the 4,600 actually paid the fine? I think that's a fair question. Tom is mobile. Tom, thanks for listening. You're on CCO.
How you doing today?
I'm doing fine, sir.
Good, good. Okay, as a licensed gun owner, I know where my gun is all the time. There's no secret to it. I know guys who carry multiple guns. They know where their guns are all the time. My thought is this was not forgetful. I think to see if you could get it through or not get it through is what it was all about. There should be more than just a fine on something like this. This is why people do not want people to have a conceal and carry is my thought.
Yeah, the overwhelming majority of people are very smart about it, and they're very responsible, and they're never, ever going to create an issue. What percentage of those folks who are doing what you're alleging, I don't know. There's some. There's no doubt about it. But it just, as Dan said earlier, it just makes the responsible individuals look bad by association, and they shouldn't be tied to it in any way.
I totally agree with you. I really do. I think there should be a harsher penalty for something like this.
No doubt. No doubt. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
One more call here on the topic. Get you a couple texts here. Bob is also mobile. Bob, thanks for listening. What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to chime in on this. I'm a Second Amendment proponent, huge Second Amendment proponent. And these guys that are bringing guns to the airport, it's not a mistake. Most of them are just trying to see if they can get away with it. there needs to be jail time for an offense like that. And along those same lines, we need to do something about our revolving door justice system. The idiots that started the gunfight in St. Paul the other night, yep. Multiple felons, had no business owning a gun. They just keep letting these guys back out on the street, and that's the result. So I just want to chime in quick. Thank you.
Thank you. I agree. I mean, I understand the ability of individuals to be sent away, do a portion of their time, rehabilitate themselves, and get another opportunity. Sadly, we see so many of those stories where they are habitual offenders. And then a 27-year-old woman is gone. 14 other people are killed. And it's hard to determine that because people are capable of turning their lives around. And we can't just say, you're going away forever, and we're never going to give you an opportunity pending the severity of it. But the consequences for the individuals who are so egregious about the return is dangerous, including a tragedy of a 27-year-old. One of the texts stood out, Dan, if you knew you were going to my family's house for Thanksgiving, you probably would bring a gun.
Well.
Yes, I think the humor was intended. Yeah, it's 1:58. Linus Construction Time. Time to call for your free, no obligation, rough estimate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.